CliffCentral.com. Zim Conversations was Gucci.
Boom, bab. We're the baddest team, man.
I think they've been missing us.
I think they have, actually.
It's been a while. We missed them last week.
We missed them for a couple of weeks. Well, I missed them for a couple of weeks,
for
man.
A couple, my G.
I missed the country. I missed everything for a couple of weeks, yeah.
Ali, man. You good, though?
I'm darker. So I'm closer to my roots.
Just a bit skinnier, though.
I am.
It's hard for you to get skinny, though.
It was very difficult considering the fact that you'd be eating salsa the whole time.
Hey, my
so,
guy.
So that's crazy.
No, but people don't even know where you were at.
I was at home. I was in Zim. Anyway, Zim Conversations. We back in this mother, you know.
You already know.
CliffCentral.com. We got Kev. We got Big Daddy Black back in the building. And we got Trey, the visionary.
Hey, in the building. That's the description?
Yeah, kind of. We're going to go deeper into it. We're going to go harder. Oh, and this is for those who feel they have something to say about the show. We really don't care how you feel, whether you feel like, this is not Zimbabwe and the accents. This is not, look, man.
How are you calling people out, man?
I'm going to call them out.
I told you this in confidence.
I'm not having it. If you ain't never had a chance to travel, if you ain't never had a chance to buy an air ticket, if you ain't never had a chance to expand your way of thinking across the borders of Zimbabwe, that is not my problem.
What's even worse is some of these cats go for 2 days to come back with an accent. We didn't travel to go for two days, man. We lived abroad, man.
All four continents. So don't be mad. Do your thing. Get your money up.
You're going to Namibia, go to Namibia, fam. If it's the Gambia, it's the Gambia.
I'm not going to hate on you because you got a Cape Town accent or you sound a little Italiana.
You know what's funny, right? Yeah. Certain Zimbos that go out to the States come back with the States accent, go to the UK with UK accent. Yeah. But I've never heard of a Zimbo that went to China for 2 days and came back with that Chinese accent. You know what I mean? So I'd be like, okay, so what's going on here?
Kamu's the master accents. Can you do a Chinese accent?
I could try.
You know there's no Chinese sponsor that's coming on the show no more.
We're not even looking for it. The money might not clear the bank.
Yo, you know who I'm trying to talk to right now? Ooh. Donald Trump.
That's actually one of the biggest things happening right now.
Yeah, we will change the name of the show any day, Trump. Like, we'll call it the Trump Show.
I was watching a particular news channel on TV this morning.
And we got these lovely ladies in.
Oh, look at what we
It's the high tea.
It is the high tea.
It's the high tea,
I think you got something high in your tea right now.
Nice coffee, fam. Come on now.
Are you sure it's coffee?
You're seeing other things
Irish,
now,
Irish coffee. What up, man?
I see you seeing other things now, Kev. You know what I mean?
Like, I was stuck in traffic for like 45 minutes, man. Snap.
You see, but now that Donald Trump is going to be coming through, none of that going to be
happening.
Ain't
none of that. We'll be flying in helicopters
and jets. I was watching ENCA this morning, and they were like, look, man, the Herald has just reported that, it's great that Donald Trump is in power. And I think that's why I'm happy that Donald's in power.
Yo, any friend of the Putin's Herald is a friend of ours.
100%.
Yeah. The Herald way in Zim.
In Zim, yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
But you know Trump did say he was out to get Bob, right?
Look, there's no such thing. They're two of the same type of people. Look, most of Trump's rhetoric during the whole period of campaign was just to swing the necessary vote that he needed. All and right. he got it. And guess what? He whipped Hillary's ass.
It was a gimmick. You know, people don't get it. And
that was
first
surprising.
Of all, who cares?
About
I mean,
Hillary?
social media went ham on, oh my God, Zimbabweans, oh my God, Trump is the president. What's the world going to? When Obama was president, did he step foot in Zim?
He
like
did nothing.
What did he do for us? Like, I don't know how people even.
Same policy that was killing us still remained throughout
exactly,
the two
sanctions,
terms.
Yeah.
Barack Obama went in actually looking African. He came out looking like a thin white man.
No, but
with
but,
gray hair.
But you know, the thing is with Donald Trump is that he's actually dumb enough to do what he actually said he was going to do.
Do you think
and
so?
And look,
his first speech?
Yeah.
The first speech, like, he was saying, yo, so let's start building this wall.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I don't rule that past him. And the fact that he's quite, okay, supposedly a conservative, but obviously he's about the money, about the paper. Yeah. So when it comes down to the Benjamins.
Yeah, most of his cabinet is going to be a lot of his affiliates within the business industry, and which makes sense.
Which does make
a country
sense.
Should be run like a business. That's it.
I think, look, there's a lot of views that and opinions that have been aired, but a lot of them that come from business people or entrepreneurial thinking people would say, look, it's about time the country started being run by people who know how to make a profit.
Yeah.
And that's the most important thing. We can't keep being, you know, led by individuals who have, you know, just a political line of thinking across the board. You know, at the end of the day, people need
profits,
more money.
And profits for the majority.
Thank you.
Not just for specific individuals.
Which is what he did promise. Yeah. Isn't that
I mean,
so?
That's why no, the rural, most of Trump's votes came from the rural areas.
Yeah.
But
the,
you know, look, down south.
Down south. Yeah.
But look at this way.
Shout out to the south, though. Hey.
Shout out to the south. Yeah. Every day, all day, every day.
But look at this way. America's split in what they call the Bible Belt. You know, the Mid-South, where it's the white hillbilly type guys.
The dude in the straw hat, you know, spitting that tobacco.
He's still chilling in
KKK his
in overalls.
He's still got the Ku Klux Klan outfit in his, you know, and stuff like that. And those guys,
he wears it to sleep like his pajamas.
Yeah. And those guys are not very complicated.
High in it.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And those guys are not the sort of like complicated cats. They just want simple things in life. So you say you're going to build a wall between us and Mexico? We love that.
Yeah.
You say you're going to keep the Muslims out?
Let's do that.
You saying that Christianity is going to be back on top? Yo, I'm going to vote for you any day.
Yeah.
But also what they don't realize is that as Trump, in as much as Trump is about those things, he's a capitalist at heart. Meaning 100%. It's all about the money. And so when you represent money,
Trey, you know what? I think we're becoming too academic. We're becoming very Zimbabwean. Listen, this conversation has just become really Zimbabwean.
But
wait, hold up, Trey. All I'm saying is like we're becoming too academic and we're analyzing it at a level that it's not even.
Oh yeah?
At what level is that?
It's a level of trying to, you know, insinuations and, you know, people this, you know, trying to scrutinize and analyze individuals. Nah, fam.
Okay.
The basic point is our Americans are the most ignorant people on earth.
True.
What Trump did was he spoke to the things that they believe.
Yeah. True.
The things that they think. The things that ordinary people think but can't say.
True.
Simple and straightforward. That's it. Bada boom, bada bam.
And look, which is fair enough.
All this thing about policy, blah, blah, blah. And I'll see Hillary and she's talking about, so what we want to do is, you know, we want to... Nah, fam, dudes don't care about that.
I think at the same time, you know, it comes out to another basic point. The need for change. The need for change.
That's it, because that dude's never been in politics. He's the first U.S. president who has never either been a military individual or a political individual.
Yeah, he's never been no governor or nothing.
No, look, props to Trump. He went back to the basics.
Props to his wife, fam. Golly. From model to first lady.
Well, look,
you know
I mean, if
you
get
says
the,
beauty
if you get the right,
you
get
you know what I'm
the
saying?
Right
you don't need
out
to...
there, things can happen for
things
you.
Things can happen.
You know?
Like Pelissa, I'm thinking.
Pelissa, take note of that. Yeah. You know, you want to move across to the other place where they touch things?
Yeah, work that beauty, girl. Hey,
watch
that
out. Let's watch out on any sexist comments. We got
that
some
is,
ladies behind Kamu right
sexist.
Now.
Oh, yeah,
I'm,
yeah,
no, I'm just saying, let's watch out. I'm just a warning.
So we can't go Trump anymore? I'm going to go Trump. It's Trump season.
Oh, snap, man.
Yeah, but, man. I mean, it was a lot of people are shocked. I said it from the beginning, like, don't underestimate the American people.
At all.
Don't underestimate them, man. And people are like, nah. My sister woke up saying, nah, Hillary gonna take it. Okay.
Never gonna happen.
I was shocked, bro.
Never gonna. See, like you said, there's a high level of ignorance.
Yeah.
And the truth of the matter is, the majority of America would not allow, just regardless of it being Hillary Clinton or anybody, a female to lead that country.
You think so?
They ain't ready.
That's the way they think.
They ain't ready.
No, but I felt like okay, I guess maybe the black president thing was one.
This
but
is
Obama
the
wasn't
second.
Black,
this is the second
no,
time.
Black,
this is the second time.
Dude.
This
yo,
is the second time
come,
that Hillary has run.
Yeah.
The second time,
and she's been beaten again.
You know what I mean? And
does she not get tired, man?
I'm just saying, Obama wasn't black. Come on now.
Obama
ain't black.
I'm black.
If Obama was in South Africa, they would just call him colored.
Yeah.
He would be somewhere in Cape Town selling drugs or something.
With no teeth.
Yeah, without the two front teeth.
God, yeah.
I'm just saying, hashtag.
I do have color friends.
He's mixed race. Obama is mixed race.
Or teethless.
I'm just saying, I do have colored friends, and I would like to preserve our relationship. I'd like to say, your menses were talking bad about us, bruh.
Hey, bruh. Hey,
so check it out. Can you just let them know?
Hey, we gotta talk
on a moody
to
that,
there are no relationships that can be kept on this show,
no.
unfortunately.
Woo!
The minute you stepped in, you stepped into ungovernable territory.
Unscripted.
on radio.
Yo, snap. It's out there.
So,
all right,
so,
cool.
So basically, congratulations, President-elect Donald J. Trump.
Right.
And we can't wait until you step into office in January and
do something.
And start doing whatever it is that you
drop
do.
Drop a nuke somewhere.
Because really, we can't stop you from doing anything that you want to do. But if you can help us, get some more U.S. dollars back on the streets at all,
you know,
all right, man. You know?
Come open a business or something.
Exactly, man.
Hey, you know,
fund a brother.
And you know, Zim has got probably the highest per capita U.S. dollars on the continent of Africa because actually trade in U.S. dollars as a hard currency.
But trade.
So people,
But you can't be talking like that. We was home just now. We couldn't get a dollar on the street.
No, but I told you, homie, you need to hit me up.
See, there
and
you
I
go.
Moved
wait,
that weight for you.
Yo,
I moved
up,
that weight for you.
I was last home in August. Is it? It
changes
crazy,
every month,
man.
As you know, dog. As you know, by the time you went, it was probably, I'd probably just been
plus
back.
Plus, I spent like 3 days.
I'd probably just been back up for
when you came
a
back with
months.
That Zim accent.
That you can't run away from.
You can.
Once you just get Mati. But like, it just changes on a daily. Even now, I've been trying to do a transaction at home, and I've seen how things have degenerated like daily.
Yeah.
At one point, there's so much hope. And then, like, hourly, it's like, Baba. I would marry your boys. Nasia.
Snap.
I know my eco cash asset. There's no money.
Yo.
So this is the problem. I mean, some of the facilities that have been created in order for, you know, to make it more convenient for people to receive cash.
Ain't working.
If a bank is giving you $100 a day, if you're lucky, and then you go to ATMs where people don't even know there's cash inside.
But the inequalities of Zim are ridiculous, and I don't know how people have the audacity to do some of the things that they do. Like, there's this chick who was on Facebook, one of my friends, ain't gonna name no names.
Name her, man.
Name her. I thought this was scripted. And someone said, it's cool if I can name.
She's like, hey, I might have interest. What y'all doing? Come on, man. But she's on Facebook, fam. She's like, they charged me $25 to get like $1,000. I'm like, wait, you actually got a G? You actually got a G out the bank? The they charged me $25. I can't believe that. Standard Chartered, what are you doing?
Oh, really?
I'm like, you know what I mean? Like, the inequalities are ridiculous because some people are complaining about getting 50. I saw AC Lumo. Did you see his video?
No.
AC is the most dramatic individual I know, but sometimes I revel in his dramaticness, for lack of a better word. So he goes to the cabs that's along 4th Street.
Okay. Yeah.
4th Street is Nachiuna Central.
Okay.
Right?
Snap.
And there was like 100 people sleeping. This was like 3 a.m.
in the morning.
He's
the one that took that picture.
Yeah, exactly.
I saw that picture.
He did a video. He did a biography.
Snap.
An auto, whatever, like you want to call it. And then, so there were all these people sleeping on Nanga Bakumusha and stuff, you know what I mean? Trying to get some guap. And he talks to them, you know, talks about how the government and how cabs is making so much profit, but they can't give the people who actually own the money. Snap. Then he goes to Baker's Inn. Imagine $100 worth of my buns. Then he got them my hair. You know what? I don't know what the intention was. AC's my dude. You know, I'm going to speak truth to him.
Yeah.
I don't know what his intentions were, but he did it. And he fed those people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's what we need back home.
But can
people
I just
who
say
actually want to do something for our people, man.
But can I just say, this is your
but
boy.
But they were tossing for 3 days in queues.
But check this out, kid.
It's food.
Check this out, kid.
What
your
about
boy,
Santa,
your boy.
We're not getting into AC.
AC was part of that system before. He made his guap. You get what I'm saying? You know, he made his guap.
And now
for him to now flip the script and
he's
then play
accepted
nice.
It, though. He's accepted it.
No, but because
he's
his hand
he's
was
taken
forced.
Onus.
He has.
No, he's taken onus and he said, guys,
his hand was forced.
He said politics is politics.
How was his
is
hand
that
forced, though?
Jeez. Okay. All right, we're talking about my show here,
exactly.
Right?
So basically,
speaking about difficulties of getting stuff done, I got a TV show called The Arthur C. Evans Show that...
First and foremost, at least let the people know who you are, who you are.
All right, my name is Trey Ngube, a.k.a. I know Big Daddy Cool mentioning visionary filmmaker. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
TV producer, originally based in Zim, but now recently moved to Joburg, city of Ekoli. We're also here to get those rands in it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
As soon as I heard the Zim bond also coming back into circulation,
I knew
it was time to be out.
Time to be out.
You know
gotta
what
go,
I mean?
Gotta go.
So, you know, I was producing shows back home in Zim,
yeah.
both online and for the national broadcaster, but at the same time, I felt like the opportunities back home were limited because you only deal with one broadcaster at the and you know how ZBC operates and stuff like that. So, but at the end of the day, not trying to knock anyone's hustle, you know, shout out to GC.
Yeah.
You know who that is. Yeah. No names mentioned.
Yeah. I have but, no idea. Shout out,
your boy AC would know. Your boy AC would know. So, but at the end of the day, decided, look, and when we first came up with the Arthur Stevens show with my partner, producer Arthur Evans, my co-producer as well, we needed, for example,
Trey. This name dropping, man. You like?
Yeah. All right, cool. Listen. All right, yeah.
Now these people are gonna sponsor the show, golly.
No,
bro. I'm playing with you. I'm
sorry. So now you know how I feel.
This symbol.
When I'm name dropping.
Yeah. What happened to friendly cakes? Where they?
Tasty.
Oh.
Tasty treats.
And
yo. So it's tasty86@gmail.com. She's got the best cakes out there, man. For real.
You know what, funny enough, I understand the ladies from High Tier here. Arthur's part of the setup, right?
Exactly. Oh, Arthur C. Evans.
Arthur C. Evans, yeah.
I saw him on some video. So who is this dude?
You know what? I got to say something right
now. The only yellow bone in Zimbabwe.
Yellow bone dude.
I got to say something right now. I've got a strong feeling we have a Bulawayo invasion on some conversations, you know?
Bulawayo
has blown us away.
No,
I'm happy. You know what? We are dedicating a whole week just to Bulawayo and their achievements because these people have.
We won't finish
the
game.
The
whole of Midrand is blues, bro.
H-Town is too fresh.
H-Town, guys.
Fresh for none.
You know what? Let me say this.
They even got money.
You know, let me say this, huh? H-Town has always benefited from the fact that politically, financially, it's the capital.
Oh, yes, we are.
So in terms of opportunities, you guys pretty much have it made. So, which is why when we did the...
What opportunities?
No, check this out. Let me finish. Let me finish, K.
Between people from H-Town and blues.
Let me finish, K.
Let me finish, K.
So when we first decided to do the Arthur C. Evans show, and we put it out there and obviously approached investors to do the show, a lot of guys were like, all right, you know what? If you did this show in Harare... you know how big
that makes sense.
I am fine. We are going Harare. Big rip. Just come to H-Town and we do it. And I was like, nah, bruh. You know what? In skies, nothing of this magnitude has ever been done in Bulawayo. So we deliberately made a decision to shoot the show in skies.
Okay.
So what we then did is, obviously, now what it meant is we need to get the guap.
Yeah, yourselves.
You know what I'm saying? And obviously, not a lot of people were willing to invest. And I don't like my city, unfortunately. How can I put it? I don't want to knock my city down, but you know, when you're trying to do something new, something fresh, you've got a lot of people that will doubt you.
It's also just a matter of population?
No.
There's a larger population in Harare. I mean, everything is based off of population, fam.
Not really.
It's like comparing Bloemfontein and Josie.
No, not really. Possibly. Like, in as much as we can talk about population, Bulawayo is like 1.5 million plus city. So, regardless, it's still...
Ain't nobody there though.
No, okay, I'm there. Okay, what's
and it? Most of Bulawayo is an essay.
It's all exactly.
And bots.
You know.
But at the end of the day, what it came down to was us getting the guap and making the show happen in Bulawayo. And when we did that, right, all of a sudden, we got a lot of heat. You know what I'm saying? Got a lot of heat, both from in Bulawayo, from certain people in H-Town as well, because it was like, yo, you guys are doing something that has never been done in the city before. Where you guys get into guap, we ain't seen no paper trail.
Paper trail.
You know what I'm saying? So now I had having to explain to certain powers that be how this situation went down.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm telling you, bro. But
hey, powers that be like, powers?
You know how it rolls. He'd be like, yo, go beg you, my guy wanna coop. You know what I'm saying? So
those dudes wanna milk everybody. Like,
but why does everyone want to know where did you get your back, player? Big rock.
Yo, I don't want to. Ridiculous, man.
This is why I want to go back home. Because nobody's asking me no dumbass questions.
You know what complicated? You know what complicated the thing? What complicated thing was when we started shooting the Arthur C. Evans show?
Yeah.
Like, we had guests from Harare, guests from Joburg, you know. So what was happening is, say, for our Zim guests, we're flying in Harare guests in the morning, flying them out in the evening.
Wait, Trey, he named the show after himself?
Okay, we named the show after him.
Hashtag,
you get what I'm saying? Right,
okay, why is this show called the Arthur C. Evans show?
Like, I don't
say Arthur.
Yeah.
Is Arthur doing?
Like, why?
Why?
Because
we should call our show KF and come.
Snap, but does it roll off the tongue though? That's what we want to know. I'm just saying, gotta consider this factor. So, yeah,
it sounds like somebody's making suits out there.
Exactly, you know. So when we're flying these dudes from Joburg, certain guests, so these guys on East Digo Duration. Holler at your boy.
Fly us out.
You want me to talk to Gareth?
Ain't nothing to talk about, Gareth.
I say, yo, listen, Gareth, if you're listening, it's your boys. They're putting the word out there. You know, if flights to you know where would be appreciated. You know what I'm saying?
And the visas.
We're sick and tired
of not having visas.
I walked in here and Touch Central had pizza.
We don't mention that word.
Oh, snap. Yeah.
No, we don't.
No, we stopped that.
But not I thought it was uncensored.
Nah.
Oh, snap.
That's blasphemy. Woo! I brought out my Zim dictionary. I had to at least once.
You know, nonsense. I think we're gonna go that route. So yeah, we're flying these guys, and people were like, "Okay, so how did you guys get these SA stars, these Zim people, these bots people, that may be onto the show?" And that's where the drama was, because the powers that be are like, yo, every day at Bulawayo, Joshua Mwabogo Airport, we're seeing all these people flying in, flying out in the evening, flying out in the morning. Yeah, what's going on here? You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Yeah. So, but, and we were like, look, Jill.
And we're like, look, gentlemen.
People are meant to fly in and out.
No, they never had so many high-profile people in one given place Zimbabwean at the same time. Zim celebrities.
There's only one Zimbabwean celebrity.
Ja Preza.
Bev.
Bev killing it though. You know the thing about Bev, you know when she flipped and she went all gospel and she was like, yo man, I'm leaving this life.
Then she got the boutique from then that other pastor.
She got the boutique from the prophet. Yeah, hey, gave man, a boutique, it's gave her money grind. To set up. Like, I ain't doing no stripping no
it's
more.
It's a grind.
Nah, but then she left the boutique. She's like, you know what? I miss my life.
Yeah, you know?
I miss the pole.
Like, yo, I miss K's dollars, man. You know, KF, you know, making it rain, you know.
Them dirty Zim dollars.
I heard she was in Joburg. You invited her?
No, man.
Yo, come on now.
Bev is in Joburg. She's actually the reigning dancehall queen champion.
For real?
Snap. Yeah.
Yo, and you would know this.
Yeah, but
of course.
She needs to watch out. Yo, what's
snap,
her name is?
Big Daddy Cool. Let us know because
I'm one of the, you know, background people involved.
Or were you one of the judges? Were you one of the judges?
I don't need to judge, player. I know this is something we need.
You know, judges be like, okay, you want to win, right? you know how this works, Bev.
Did you know he said Bev?
I should be like,
I just need an angel for the night. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Tear it up.
Yeah, you know, but anyway, back to the show, Arthur Seven show. So basically, we had guests from SA.
You basically got some money and it was a problem.
We got some guap.
What's the show about, Trey?
Well, the show is an aspirational show. Like, we felt like, you know what Zim's going through right now is going through a lot of hardships, a lot of challenges. Uh-huh. And we felt that we needed to tell our stories, the stories that people have out there where they're going against the odds and overcoming them. And I think from a Zim perspective, we don't have that many platforms that actually put those stories out there.
Word.
Because a lot of the stuff that we have on television is mostly negative about our country. So we were like, no, listen, gents, let's put our stories where Zimbos can see what other Zimbos are doing, where Africans can see what Zimbos are doing, where the world can see what Zimbos are doing and making things happen.
That's what happened.
But then at the same time, we're like, okay, look, obviously if we have a show just about Zimbos only, some of my Zim people are very fickle. You know, like, that's Munya Chizonga. All right, cool, we've seen him. You know what I'm saying? We're like, okay, no, cool. Let's put Munya Chizonga with the people they idolize on East Dingo and East Vibe. Because there's more people, unfortunately, watching Mzansi Magic than there are Zambezi Magic. You know what I'm saying? So like, okay, cool. Yo, man, let's get their Isibaya stars. Let's get their East Dingo stars, Generation stars. Let's put them on the same couch with Rockies. Put them on the same couch with all of them, Tukizi, with TK, with Kelvin, the hottest rapper right now in Zim.
Who? You know,
Kelvin.
He's what?
Hottest rapper right now in Zim.
Why?
Killing
why?
It. Killing it.
You need to stop.
Luveve boy.
You need to stop.
Shout out to my Kelvin, a.k.a.
I knew Kamu was going to come up with some.
You need to stop that.
I'm on this one.
Like
Takura's dope right now, though.
You know, just stop.
Yo, listen, Takura is nice, right? Okay, and no hard feelings, Takura. I will hook you up your 80 seconds with interview. You know what I'm just saying, because yo, he's been trying to get on that 80 seconds with Taylor. That's not sure I produce, so y'all can go online check it out.
Where your wallet at? I'll take the phone.
killing me.
Oh, snap, he's actually taking out his wallet.
He's actually going to do it.
Yo, you know, you know.
Oh, get out of here.
You know the guap is real. You know the guap.
Oh.
You know, oh, snap.
You know, but we're going to deal with this.
Yo, so we'll see you next week.
Yeah.
We don't have time to talk to you anymore.
Pizza's on the house, so yeah.
You know, we're going to drink. You know, it's Friday.
For real, dog. We can make it happen. So basically, so that's what we, so we then decided to bring in some of these guys from SA, bring them, put them on the same couch with our local Zim stars. And when Zimbo start to appreciate their own and see them in the same light that they see Maps Maponyane, because Maps also came through to Zim. Boy, did he not shut the city down?
I didn't fight it in.
Yo, boss. Ooh. You know, like,
okay, but which part of Zim did he shut down? No. I'm not.
You know what now? Personally, like, I want to know what Maps is.
All I know is Maps was in skies and Harare was calling.
Yes, in skies, not in Harare.
So, because each time, man, we don't play that, man.
Listen, man.
We don't play no Maps.
That's just you guys saying. But you know, your girls be calling up. I'm just saying on the deal.
It's the last time I'm telling you. Don't be talking like that.
It's cool. It's called denial.
Now you're on the screen.
Now, so is Tekure your boy?
No, it's Google Maps, my
Tekure your boy.
Get your ass out of here.
Your Maps, you heard that right.
I know you did.
So we brought the guys in, and a lot of people were shocked and were like, okay, cool. Here's Maps, or here's Tato Mulamo, here's Kanyam Kanyisa, you know, it was on Yoki.
I actually don't know these people. I'm sorry.
You need to know Kanya,
fam. You
need
to know, I'm just saying.
If you don't know Kanya, let me use your phone.
Let's Google this.
You need to check her out, man.
You know, so we had these people in one location.
She
one
on
place,
this dingle,
chilling.
Right? Like,
yeah, she on this dingle.
See the things she be doing, man. She on this other show. I was on the show last night.
Yo, Kanya.
Oh, snap. Oh, she is hot.
What?
Yeah, because we're Googling her.
She's steaming, dog. You should have seen the joint she was rocking at the Les All White Party. That's like 8 months ago, but you know, I still got it fresh in my mind.
Oh, snap. You know what it is. So, yes.
Oh, all right, Kanye. Oh, my bad.
Yeah, Big Daddy could just ask me for your number, so I don't know. Should I not?
You know, it ain't Mackin season. Kind of hard times for the players.
Oh, Christmas. Like, you know how those gifts be coming in. Man, you got to swipe those gift cards.
But I'm going to get them in February, though.
Spoken like
February
a true Zimbola.
All you get is the plastic rolls and the mug.
From
Reflections.
Yeah, man. And shout out to my boy Arthur, like, in terms of putting in work out there, also believing in himself and backing himself.
Yeah, and getting on a late flight and making and happen. Missing the show.
You just put the brown blast like that.
That's how we do it.
Oh, snap. It's rough like that. So. But once the show was done, it was good to see guys like Oliver Mtukudzi, you know what I'm saying, kicking it with Calvin.
Yeah.
And you should watch the first show, actually the first episode of last week, catch it on Catch Up, you know what I'm saying, guys, you know, PVR, all I'm saying.
This is the problem, we don't get Zambezi this side.
Oh,
yeah, we don't get Zambezi. By
the way. We don't get the show this side.
All right, cool.
But when I was at home,
I'll give you,
you know what, seeing I'm quite a generous producer, I'll give you guys a private viewing at my spot.
Oh.
You come through to the crib, check it out, blah, 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 and hear what Oliver Tuku said about Calvin, not about...
Who's going to be there at your crib?
You know, I make moves in the industry, and whoever you want to be there, man, I can't be there.
Look,
you know,
I really want to watch your show, but not with you and him alone.
No, listen, man.
There's got to be a whole package to this thing.
Hey, like I said, whoever you want at the spot will be at the spot.
Kanye's got to be at
Train
the spot.
We Train Nube is connected. You know what I'm saying? Hear my name. Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
You looking for some consultation? You know she is Sangoma now. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, snap.
Which
that's the best
better,
way
bro.
To get to her.
Woo!
Even better.
And she'll keep up with your ancestors. Like, yo, listen, careful. Right. I'm getting something. In Zaka.
That's why Casper left. People don't understand.
Yeah.
Casper's like,
and you know what the funny part is, Kev? She be hitting you with that shona. Hey, in Zaka.
She probably told Casper, like, you're not going to fill up
Orlando.
No, but that was a dope show though, guys. Like fill up Orlando. Like props to Casper.
That's funny.
Casper actually
gave us 100 G's 1.0.
Nice.
That's just saying.
Nice. You see, we in those circles. But you know what's funny, guys? Like another question, as Zimbos.
Yeah.
Hip hop has grown in SA.
Yeah.
But hip-hop's not grown in Zim.
Hip-hop has exploded.
Yes.
It's torn the ceiling now.
So with Zim, dude, Why aren't we packing out the clubs?
Well, thank you so much, Trey Ngube, on that point of blowing up, oh, which snap. Is never going to happen.
But they said that about SA Hip Hop at one time.
Oh, but it's a totally different country, man. Yeah.
What, you see, with the SA market, how? All they had to do, because the country is financially stable to a certain extent.
Yeah.
So all the hip hop dudes had to do was prove that they can add value.
Right.
In Zim, you can prove that you can add value, but there ain't no money.
It's not going to happen. Plus, okay, let's think about it from a musical perspective. The genres that sell in Zim right now is, let's say, from an urban perspective, is dancehall.
Yeah.
Right? Whether it be Zim dancehall or just normal, regular dancehall.
True.
And then Tuku music.
And then, well, Tuku music, you have to put it as Afro jazz, Afro pop.
Yeah.
And then Sungura is what?
Yeah, Sungura is
traditionally has been.
Yo, guys, that new jam, I mean, it's not new anymore, but that jam, what's his name? Winky and Tuku.
Yes, dope.
Murks me, bro.
Very dope.
They killed it. That's one of the best collaborations in Zim. Because sometimes people just collaborate just for the sake of, like, we've got big names.
You see?
And then the song doesn't really come out right.
But you can't get 10 diamonds.
That song with XQ, which was whack for days.
You see?
Woo!
Now that's a problem.
It was whack. DJ Stavo and Tuku, dope.
Fire.
Winky D, Tuku, sick.
Yeah.
They murdered it.
I think the beautiful part about that is that they took their time. Like, when Winky D's been hot for a minute now, you know what I mean? And Tuku didn't jump into that collaboration.
Because it could have been done a long time ago
and stuff like that, you know? And I respect that about Tuku in terms of respecting his art and craft.
Yeah.
A lot of these guys will be like, nah, dude, the song doesn't work. Shelve it.
Yeah.
But, you know, Cass will be like, no, let's make it happen. So, but speaking of value, like what you're saying, with the Arthur C. Evans show, we did it, we jumped it off. But
do you know how many times you have said Arthur C. Evans on the show right now?
You know what I'm saying? Like,
golly,
right? Okay, should I talk about my shows this side? I'm just saying, you know.
We're going to have to cut you off. You're going to need a part two.
Trey,
just holler at the listeners. Tell them how they can get in touch with you, websites, social media,
and
where they can watch the show.
The new show, The one show, because we ain't got paid off the other one. Thanks for the $4,000 that you sent in my account, please.
You know what I'm saying? Power circle situation.
Yeah. Keep it moving. Yeah, but the problem is, Standard Chartered is saying that money ain't coming right.
No, but I told you, if you want it out, you know, I handle that business.
Hey, come on, let's keep this on the low.
You know what I mean?
It's Zim come. We're talking about
that's what it is.
Zim situation.
My chin, my face. You know, we're just talking big deals. Okay, you know what I mean? So, yeah, so in terms of getting in touch with me, I'm on Instagram, Trey Ngube, Twitter, Trey Ngube. In terms of the show, go to Zambezi Magic, the website. Check out the links to that. You'll see the trailer, you see the highlights, and you see the lineup of the next coming episodes and the people we had on the show as well. Okay. So, yeah, and I mean, on my side, look, man, I'm doing things. I'm making moves.
Yeah,
you know, got a reality show coming up. I'm producing here in SA.
Like a Kim Kardashian kind of reality show?
Well, let's just say,
he says it's big,
or like a TI.
Nah, that's you. Let's just say your whoever's who, you know, your soap stars in SA, like your favorite soapies, they all gonna be on it. And of course, you're gonna have cameos from Big Daddy Cool, from KF. You know, because that's what it is.
Hold on, we getting paid.
Yeah.
Look.
He's studying.
What's wrong with these people?
Yo, we charge these days. People don't know that. We actually charge.
How much do you charge?
We don't come for free.
Like, what are you talking about, man?
I'm being for real. Like, we charge for appearances.
Oh, snap, for real?
Yeah, for real.
Oh, damn, right. All right, cool.
Dog, we kick it with Gareth Cliff. Do you know how much Gareth Cliff is for an appearance? And you'll pay and he won't come.
Exactly. At least he'll come.
He might just show up with Donald Trump.
You know? And like, wait, no, listen. Hit me up. Give you my agent's number.
Hey,
bro.
Hey, listen,
hey,
bro.
Trey, get out of here.
Get out of here, man.
The time's up, man.
Snap, yo, it's Zim Conversations with KF and Kabu, man. We had Trey on the show. Shout out to you, man. Stay locked down because we got the high tea ladies coming on. Rutendo Denise and Zoe Sibanda.
Trey,
let's go.
When I tell you where I'm from, you won't believe me. Nah, you won't believe me. When I tell you where I'm from, you won't believe me. Nah, you
don't believe me when I talk. Okay, Kev just pointed at me. I don't know for what apparent reason. I think that's the cue. Is that the cue?
That's the cue,
that's
man.
That's the cue.
Point, yeah, with the gun side. Like,
CliffCentral.com, Zim Conversations in the building.
You already know, Kev.
Back again. From 1 p.m. until 2 is our new slot. We forgot to cement that position. Mm-hmm. We on Friday now, not on Thursday. We on Friday. Just on your lunch break when you have a big sub in your mouth. get the app on.
Or a tuna sandwich.
Or a tuna sandwich. I don't know. What do y'all eat? You need to actually tweet us and tell us. Zimbos, what are you eating at lunchtime? Whether you're in Australia or where, what do you eat?
You know, I really miss satani beans.
I actually had that last night.
Oh, for real?
You know my crib is indigenous like that.
Yeah, man. Yeah, like, I need to come more often.
Yeah, you need to,
I ain't got nobody cooking for me.
That's what I'm saying. I should have
someone. You see Palisa? She's like, what about me?
Palisa, you ain't coming to my house. We got to limit a guest one at a time.
So, a couple of months ago, we heard from a friend about this thing called the high tea.
Yes.
And we had the high tea ladies on. That's a long time ago, wasn't
it? And it's quite funny how time flies. It's like you guys were here yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so the high tea is basically the high tea. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, they get all dressed up and fancy. They got the hats. I was on the website.
These are the fanciest Zimbos I know.
Kamu and I are on the Ask a Man panel. When I went to the website checking, I'm like, I ain't going. It's like 1,000 women and 8 men in front. Like, come on.
But isn't that every man's dream?
I swear. Yeah.
No. What?
You know?
No.
Hell no.
I thought you were single.
Oh, there we go.
There we go. Mm-hmm.
Cliff Central uncensored. There we go.
Oh, wow.
You're not?
Who? How? Why? Why are they here? I thought we were in control.
Well, you tell me. You tell me, man.
All right. First of all, let's have y'all introduce yourselves to the listeners.
My name is Zoe Sibanda. I am the co-founder.
Again, by public demand.
yes, public demand. I am the co-founder of the High Tea.
And my name is Rutendo Denise, and I am the MC for the High Tea.
Rutendo, I think you need to leave. These voices are the type that have our jobs taken away from us.
Guys, anybody in management, these people are not available.
First of all, they're not true Zimbabweans.
They can't host the conversation.
Yeah. We've been struggling.
They're just passing through. They're just passing by.
No, we don't want
that's what we said when we got here. We're just passing by.
Exactly. Now they kick some other brothers out.
And we're here. Do the happy dance.
But yeah, ladies, let us know what's happening, as if we don't know.
Rutendo, give us a bit of background.
So I am an MC, but outside that, I am a plus size model.
Okay.
Started runway modeling in 2014.
Okay.
So I've done Zim Fashion Week, Zambia, Swahili, Mozambique, and most recently Soweto Fashion Week. So yeah, pretty
with
much.
Ngugi.
Yes, with Ngugi. Yeah. So that's my
the
background.
Gookster, yeah.
The gookster.
That nigga owes a suit or two. Yeah. And a couple of outfits, but it's okay. Go on. Yeah.
Yeah. So I've been involved with the High Tea since May.
Yeah.
But I mean, all of this has been virtually initiated. So I met them virtually.
Okay.
And now here we are.
Fantastic.
That's awesome, man.
That's actually very, very awesome.
Connection,
like, from what he told me, he's like, okay, let me just pretend this coming, just MC. I'm like, all right, whatever. And then now all of this stuff starts rolling off her tongue. Let's go, because I do this. I do that. Like, damn, why does everyone do so much more?
You always exaggerate the thing I said.
Yeah.
And you have to pull on an accent.
Yeah, but that's how you do it. Like, okay, look, come on. So, this coming. What?
You sent me biographies of dudes yesterday.
But
like, this is
I'm a G. I'm a G.
Fam, I ain't reading nothing.
I swear, he sends me a voice note back and he says, man, they better not expect me to be reading no biographies. I don't read no. The hate really needs to stop. Like, we got to come together. Girl.
Well, we had them on the show.
No, we did. We did.
So, are you guys expecting a high turnout?
Yes, we are.
In fact, how many tickets have you sold? Are you allowed to talk about that?
Well, I cannot give you official numbers, but we're almost out.
Wow.
That's what
Well, how many did you print initially, or did you?
We have 60 tickets.
That are
60 tickets?
That are left?
Damn, this thing is exclusive.
It's only a group of 60 women?
Yeah, we're not doing a, it's not a fill up Soweto.
Oh. Hey. Why you gotta be?
This is a niche thing.
Yeah.
Ooh. So Casper, you need to get into niche things. Yeah.
Not every kind of woman is
fill up
to
a coffee shop.
That.
I think they're even reconsidering that we should be on this panel, because we're here in t-shirts. I see the nails. Rutendo's got the glasses and stuff.
I was shocked when you actually said to me that they want us.
For what?
For a high tea?
What?
Okay, wait, hold on. Is this the high tea? Or?
First thing I Googled was rent a suit.
You guys got the brief, right? You have to look the part.
We did not.
We got no brief.
Well, at least there's still
Bonnie,
time.
There's still time.
We know you're listening, so this is what's going to happen.
Tuxedos?
Yeah. Tuxedos,
tax.
I was thinking I'm going
to
pull up in my Timberlands.
You guys have to go all out.
Hey, yo, Trey, can I borrow your blazer? let me get the blazer, fam.
Like, how do you guys, how do you spring this on us? The thing's tomorrow. Ain't nobody got a tuxedo my size for tomorrow.
Yeah, make a plan.
What type of...
Am I all we expect you to do is to look good.
No, oh, that's not a problem. We're going to look
dapper.
We look
for good.
You.
Snap back. I'll
look
come good. In with my camouflage hat.
No.
I love wearing this because you can't wear this in Zim. Robert... I'm wearing camouflage here in South Africa. Okay, so for people who've never heard about the high tea, what's the concept? What's behind the whole thing?
Well, it's all about changing the narrative about women.
Yeah.
You know how it is that we are viewed as people that backbite, that always hook up for all the wrong reasons. But this is like an event that's about empowering each other. That's about building each other, right? Mm-hmm. And it's not just theory. It's practical. You see it in the practicalities of how the whole thing came together. Mm-hmm. Look at Rutendo, for example. She calls us. She's like, ladies, I want to host your event. Mm-hmm. We're like, cool, sure, fine, come. She did come in May, was our host. She did a very excellent job in the emceeing part. And there was no way that we could not call her back again for this edition. We're like, Rutendo, you are coming from Zim.
So nepotism. Mm-hmm.
Not nepotism. not nepotism, sisterhood.
Oh,
if someone offers,
I like that.
It's sisterhood.
Yeah.
And I'm in Afri Blossom today. Afri Ooh. Blossom decides, Zoe, you're going for an interview. Come, we'll dress you. You look good, right? Yvonne, who does lashes, decides, come, let me do your lashes and you look good for the high tea. Not only that, we've had speakers coming together, women speakers, female speakers.
Yeah, I saw the list
addressing,
of your speakers, yeah.
Recommending, helping, sponsoring. These are women, not only Zim women, but African women saying we identify with your cause and we want to be part of it and we'll help in any way we want to. So the narrative of women being negative is being changed slowly into a progressive and a positive one.
That's amazing. Awesome. I like that.
And just to add on,
we as men fail to do that. We just drink.
Yeah. Dudes just drink.
You drink and you network. So then just to add on to what Zoe was saying, is that I think a lot of women are now realizing the importance of investing in themselves.
Yes.
So investing in yourself is not just in your appearance, it's in your conversations and who you associate yourself with. So the high tea is putting together like-minded women, realizing that for our legacy to be remembered in the next 10, 15 years, we need to, you know, collaborate. And I think that's what continues to set the high tea apart.
Preach! Rutendo, pastor.
Have you got any aspirations of going into politics? Are you in politics already?
No, I'm not.
You should be.
I have no political aspirations.
A great secretary general. Perfect, yeah.
You know, one thing I liked specifically was when Zoe said, not just as Zimbabwean women, but as African women. You know, even on Zim Conversations, you know, we've had South Africans on the show. We've had people from, you know, because you cannot separate the Zimbabwean struggle from the rest of the continent. You can't separate our struggle as nations in Africa. We're all going through the same thing, you know what I mean? So Pan-Africanism is the way forward.
It is.
100%. 100%. I totally agree. But, like, you know, the thing about it, like, the reason why I was making mention of men, we don't have no high whiskey or high something. there are events that are structured like the high tea for men, but certain groups of men. And it's not something that's going to get as much coverage as you'd like the high tea to get. Because I'm sure Palliser would love to attend the high tea at some point. There you go. But this is the thing, you know, it's something that this culture needs to be created amongst, like, you know, people of our generation a lot more.
So
there's nothing else except for turn up and trap music. And more trap music. Like, it's for me, I feel like for the high tea, every time I go on the site and, you know, I have, like, you know, engagements with Bonnie and about the whole thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, but wow, you know, it's
very classy.
Dudes,
man.
Yeah,
I can't wait to see how the people speak there.
Yeah.
Don't listen to
them. Because all I've seen has, you know, I've just seen, like, the website.
The
there are no videos.
The
I mean, there should be videos, you know what I mean? Like, you should record that stuff.
Yes.
Okay.
That's true. But I mean, because the conversations, and for people who don't come, you know, they go onto the website and they get to have an experience of, you know, what you guys are actually doing, man.
Because I've seen a couple of other high teas, but the other ones look a bit more loud.
What do you mean by loud?
Yeah, they're louder. Like, it's like, ah, we're having a high tea here. and we are the high tea people.
The Cape Town high tea is more about
we're going to
prestige.
Be many of us here.
It's about, you know, who pulled through in the Bentley.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
so it's,
we're more about empowerment.
Yeah.
There you go. So
it's empowerment, fashion, and food.
Yes.
There's more pluses from the intimacy of the group of people that come to your event than the loudest high tea in the land. Like, all of us are here. We have tea.
Yeah.
So I guess yours might give us a really good insight on what would help. Maybe we could develop something for the guys.
That's true.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Not?
Hey, nobody. We got too many haters.
In actual essence.
Well, I mean, then we just get like-minded individuals to join us. We don't have to have 100 dudes. We just need like 20 or 25 dudes.
The fourth edition of the high tier will be open to gentlemen.
It was only a matter of time for the women. They couldn't be alone. I'm sure every high tier, they're like at least one brother.
One or two.
Even if he's not good looking, just strong on tiny.
Hey, gang,
balance.
Come. Good bad breath, no problem. We'll help him. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, and that's another really dope thing. You know what? With the whole feminist movement, and you know, I really don't believe in feminism.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. The 1970s feminist movement. We cannot separate women from men and men from women.
100%.
Yeah. We're human beings.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I love the fact that you guys actually be like, okay, let's have a couple of men, even though it's a women's event, let's have a couple of men to come through.
For a particular
let's hear
segment, yeah.
yes. what they have to say.
That's so important.
You know what I mean? It's solidarity. Like, if you... The only way we can get along, the only way we can, you know, correct the errors and mistakes of our, you know, communities is right. for us to engage.
And if you look at the lineup of the Oscar men that we have,
mm-hmm.
we've tried to make it very diverse.
True.
We've got married guys.
Yeah, you added us, so that's
divorced
just
guys.
Diversity, 100%.
That's diversity.
Nah.
So we've got guys who are married, divorced, single.
The divorce brother
will
come through.
Oh, snap.
So
I remember Bonnie asked me, Bonnie's like, wait, Kessie. So, snap, I used my government name.
Oh, no, they know you now.
Snap.
This is serious information you're just about to give us.
But she's like, wait, but you and Kamu are single, right? As in you're not married. I'm like, oh, yeah, far from it.
Yeah.
Hey, nobody want to marry us.
No, I don't.
Nah, them dudes in the t-shirts and hats on Cliff Central.
No.
Drinking
no.
Aquavita water. Shout out to you.
Shout
can you please sponsor us?
Shout out to Aquel, though. They came through with that apple this morning. I just want to say thank you for the trial run. You know, it's working out.
So where do you see the high tea besides, you know, including men in the fourth edition? How many editions have been there? So is this the third?
This is the third, yes.
Wow, well, you guys have made a lot of noise for just three. I thought this thing has been happening since 2014.
We are officially a year old. We started on the 8th of November.
Oh, so you're having a... Oh, please, can I say something?
Yes, you may.
Oh, yeah, and the high tea after party is going to be at Cocoon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
That's
and you,
the official
and you
after
heard,
party.
You heard the dress code, so yeah, don't be tripping. Don't be coming in no ripped jeans.
Yep.
Unless they're Balmain, you know.
Player. See, now you're talking to Zimbabweans. They don't know what Balmain is.
I know they do. I Balmain.
Balmain.
Where do you see this progressing to? What do you see it becoming? Because obviously this is a bit more, it has a bit more growth than your ordinary high teas.
Of course, definitely, yeah.
Okay, South Africa was the test phase.
Okay.
We see it going to other African countries. The first country being to Zimbabwe, because that's where we're from, home.
Oh. Yes.
So we are in talks with the relevant people to have one in Harare as well as Bulawayo.
Yeah. Okay.
So next year, first half of the year, we're having two high teas, one in Harare and one in Bulawayo. Then we'll take it
to the Bulawayo one. I'm tired of things in Harare. It's the same people who come.
Then we'll take it to other African countries.
Nigeria, please. We'll make so much money there.
That is.
That would be the.
Sure. I wish they could see the look that Regendo gave Kamu. Like,
yes,
this brother, though. Yes.
That is our vision.
You know, sorry, that's another thing. I mean, digressing just slightly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's another thing that I always talk about. You only become an immigrant when you want to stay in someone's country forever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I've got an issue with what I call Zimbabwean South Africans.
Yeah. Mm.
Like, they're here to stay.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, do you not see yourself working for Alibaba?
In China?
Or, you know, somewhere in Paris, Yves Saint Laurent?
Yeah. No.
Like, I mean, when you're a Zimbabwean, when you decide that my life is in South Africa and that's it, I'm like, oh, brother, you lack ambition.
But I think it's because, you know, it's that complex of it's the next closest best thing. And it's one of those, if I go, it works, I can always run back. or if I go and it works, I can always go back and show
you
them.
You know what it should become? Yeah. It should be, if I go, make a plan, you know, build a movement like the High Tea, then next thing I'm in Uganda.
Yeah, exactly. Why not?
Next thing I'm in the Gambia. This should be a stepping stone to even bigger things.
100%.
You know what I mean? I don't look, and you know, like I said, we've traveled, man. We've lived on all continents. Yeah. And it's about, you know, the exposure. And at the end of the day, taking all those networks that you've built and then coming back home and
setting up something amazing. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's where I'm at with it, like 100%. Like, I'd really hope for the High Tea. If there's something I really would love to see is an influx of women and women's soaring in business. Like, not to say that they're not. There's a lot of women doing that. But I mean specifically from Zim, because I know a lot of Zim women who are very involved in business, but from a low-key perspective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's important to teach women and young women, especially now, instead of them turning up in the club with old people like us, you know, which we don't mind too much. You know, I got to balance it out for
that
you,
in there,
baby. Yeah, but I would really like to have conversations with young women now, and they need to go into... I need to be able to interact with somebody young and talk about business and like stuff like that, about what she wants to do from a perspective of, oh, I get my nails done at this place, blah, blah, blah. But I'd like to go into what actually, you know, how do they make the nails?
You know what's going to shock our country is how many people from Fio, Fakose, Highfields, all those places... Yeah. How many young girls from there are going to become businesswomen, entrepreneurs?
But they already
are. Because they're going to school and they're selling tomatoes on the street.
They already
are. Understand business.
Yes.
They already are.
And in the next 10 to 20 years, those women are going to become our mothers.
Yeah.
Like, in and out of South Africa, you know, hustling Nema Zambia bags and stuff. You know? You know what I mean? That's entrepreneurship. And our sisters, we're out here on cliffcentral.com.
And that's a
working for a white dude.
Mm. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you heard that, Gareth.
Gareth, I'm sorry.
That's all you is.
Rutendo, how's the industry back home? You know, entertainment, media, your emceeing and so forth, and modeling as well.
Okay. So, I mean, the industry depends on how, where your mind is at. So, I've established myself as an MC outside Zim.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because a lot of the work that I was doing, I was in corporate before, working for Microsoft. So, a lot of the speaking engagements I've had were outside Zim. So I haven't worked in Zim much.
Okay.
Just based from a strategy point of view. But I think there's a lot of potential in Zim. But I think it's more involved, how are you willing to invest in your personal brand in the future?
Of course.
Because you'll have a situation where the thing is, it's hectic to get guap in Zim.
You can't get it done.
So you'll have a situation where it's Kamu's got his friends party, then it's like, oh, Tendo, please can you MC for me? I don't have guap. And then it's there's just so many things. Yeah. Just so
that
many different
stifle progress.
There's so
but
many
then you
different,
can't say no also, God, because you never know when you go there, then you do the graft, then someone will see you. And,
yeah.
But then the different dynamics with the modeling. Yeah. I'm now a fashion intern at David Orford.
Oh,
so
awesome.
I started modeling in 2014, but then I realized because I'm plus size, there is a niche that is untapped.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm studying fashion. 2 weeks ago, I was in Paris for the UNESCO Africa Fashion Reception and Accra Fashion Week. So I think from a fashion perspective, I've got a lot of things that are keeping me busy, but I'm looking to get into fashion technology, because if you look at Zimbabwe from a fashion industry, that's the industry that I'm in currently.
Yeah.
It's not just making clothes that makes money. Fashion is a $1 billion industry.
Of course,
I think we need to tap more into other ways of making that guap, and that's what
I was talking to my boy Giorgio Armani the other day.
Oh, you called me on Skype. How's old Giorgio doing, man?
Speaking of fashion, we have a fashion show at the High Tea.
Yeah,
so
I heard about
we have
that,
various designers coming to showcase stuff. As I mentioned, Afri Blossom, we have Sissy, we have Yanai, we have Couture coming. Various designers, and Ungugi will be our fashion
the
director.
Child. Oh yeah,
yes, come on, he's Mr. High Tea.
Hey, Mr. High Tea. We gotta wrap it up. Zoe, can you just tell the listeners the few tickets that are left, how they can get them, where the High Tea is gonna be, yada yada.
The High Tea is in Midrand at 40 Lincoln. You can get onto our website, www.thehighttea.co.za, and all the information will be there. But run, because we're just about to run out.
And we're just there.
We don't need tickets, fam. So, we're going to be all right.
Shout out to Zoe and Rutendo for coming through the show.
Thank you so much.
Kamu, welcome back.
Thank you so
my
much.
My brother from another mother.
Yeah, man. It's good to see you again. I think we'll be extremely slosh tonight.
You already
just
know?
On that basis. And
yeah, I got free drinks at the office.
There you go.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
And we're glad to be back. This is our new slot. 1 p.m. till 2
p.m. Every Friday.
So all the haters and non-haters and supporters, but specifically the haters, please, Rambai Magatelela.
Zim Conversations. You already know. And you know what? Even Bob Marley said this, man. Zimbabwe.
Hallelujah. Let's go. CliffCentral.com.